Lord, we just thank you so much for this time together tonight with everybody. Lord, let your love flow through each and every one of us tonight. Let your glory come down, Father, and give us all a great, fresh feeling of your Holy Spirit. Lord, I ask that you lead us tonight. Guide us into the things that you want us to speak about. Whatever. You're in charge, Lord. We give you complete authority over this fellowship and ask and pray that you lead us. I command every torment spirit out of here, every factious spirit to go in Jesus' name, every kind of divisive spirit to go in the name of Jesus. We don't allow it. You're not allowed in the name of Jesus. We seal off this fellowship from you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that each communications, every internet connection is going to be solidified. Once they get on their own, they're not going to be knocked off again in the name of Jesus. We command it. We bind all the forces of evil that may try to kick people off in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just praise you. And we glorify you because we love you, Lord. And we want to walk exactly like your son Jesus did. And to have the love that he had in his heart for us, in our heart for everybody. Father, and I thank you for that. And I ask, Father, that tonight that we have an open heaven forever prayer. That's of you, Lord. And I praise you, Father, that we're going to have some wonderful testimonies and then a wonderful time afterwards. And I praise you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord, for getting us ready for this time ahead. Making sure, Lord, that we've got enough oil in our containers, enough oil in us, Lord, to make it through the tribulation. And Father, I praise you for building our faith up to a point to where nothing is impossible with you. And we praise you, Father, for doing that for each and every one of us. And Lord, place it in our hearts to stay in the Word and to pray constantly and intercede constantly for our brothers and sisters that may be struggling. And Lord, I thank you for all that you're doing in this group and all that you're going to do tonight. Lord, I know that there are many people out there that listen to the recordings. I ask that you bless each and every one of them, Lord, with their prayers answered. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay. Man, there's more on here than there was when I closed my eyes a while ago. Hey, Joe. Josephus, my old buddy. All right. Let's see.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy. Hi, Mariana. Hey, Samuel and Tiana. How y'all? Judy and Sue's on here in the background behind the black thing, the wall there. Hey, Greg. Hi, Petra. Good to see you, girl. Or good to hear you. Or good to see your name, anyway. Hey, Sunil. Glad you could join us.
Hey.
Hey, girl. There you are. Good to see you.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. Amen. What you cooking up for us?
coffee in the morning, 2 o'clock. That's what you need to wake up.
Yes, amen. Amen. That's right. All right. Anybody got a prayer request? Yeah, Nick.
My dad went to the dentist this morning and got five teeth pulled. And he's going to get some fake ones put in. I don't know when yet, but just hope he gets better.
Amen. Lord, we just lift him up. We thank you, Father, that there's not going to be much pain at all. In Jesus' name. And that, what you getting, implants?
I don't know what it is.
We thank you, Lord, for giving him all the teeth he needs. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. It's going to be a smooth deal with him, with the dentist. I don't know of any dentist that's real smooth, though. They all hurt. That's pain.
Yeah.
Lord, we thank you for doing that for Nick's dad. All right. Anybody else? It's a prayed up group tonight. Praise the Lord. Anybody got a testimony? I got a testimony. I'm gonna give y'all a good testimony. I got a text from my granddaughter Tiffany that her dad had a heart attack. This was yesterday. And they took him 10 minutes to resuscitate him. Got in the hospital. Never regained consciousness, as best that they can tell. First thing they did was stick a ventilator down him. I don't know if that don't sound normal to me, but anyway, you know what pharmakia is. But anyway, the good thing was that we had fellowship last night and we prayed. And so I felt led to call her during the fellowship, and I called her and I told her what the Lord, I believe, placed in my heart to tell her, and that was to go in there and bring her dad to salvation. He was not saved, best we knew. Anyway, we won't go into what he was. He was unsaved. And so she did. And I told her, I said, just go in there. I said, do you know how to lead someone into salvation? She said, yeah, Papa. I said, okay, that's good. I said, go in there and lead your dad to the Lord, and he'll do it, because he's given you household salvation, and that's your dad, and he'll do it for him too. She said, okay, I'm going to do it. I said, you be bold, girl, when you walk in there. You tell him, you give it to him. She said, I will, Papa. And I talked to her later, and she said that they're wanting to do a DNR. That's do not resuscitate when they take them off the stuff, I guess. And she said, I don't want them to do it. I said, well, you're in charge. You're in charge. And so the next morning I called her about 8 o'clock after I'd seen on Facebook that Robert had died. And I said, well, how'd it go? She said, well, Dad said, or Papa said that, Dad, I had to make a decision by a certain time, and I had 2 minutes to go, and said he died before I had to make that decision. And that was to take him off everything and all of that, you know. I said, that's confirmation that the Lord took him. I said, the Lord took him right then and spared him that other. And I said, that's your confirmation, Tiffany. She said, I know. She had a real peace in her heart about it. And so that was real good. That was real, real good that the Lord did that for her. You see how loving and gracious our Father is? He is so awesome. Take someone that's unconscious, bring him to the Lord, and take him in after being a complete heathen most of his life. all of us like. He's a good man, but he's just a heathen, you know? God does it. He does it. I've seen him do that twice. I've seen him do that. Take somebody right on their deathbed. Do what, Debbie?
I said, thank you, Jesus. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen. We thank you, Lord. It's she and Blake, that's Blake and Tiffany's dad, stayed with him all night long. And it's a good time. It's a good time for us. So praise the Lord. That's my testimony. My granddaughter is precious. Sometimes she loves the Lord. Y'all would just love her. She every time she gets around somebody, she blesses them. Yeah, Missy. She's kind of like her papa. You know what I'm saying? Well, put your hand over your mouth, Julie. What's the
matter? Apple doesn't fall far from the tree, huh?
All right, Missy. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to pray for her and Blake.
Yeah.
Father, I praise you and I thank you, Lord, for this gift that you've given them to know that their dad's with you, Lord, and giving Tiffany that boldness, Lord. And I just ask you to comfort their hearts, Father, and comfort the rest, you know, of the family's heart, you know, hearts. And Lord, I just ask you to give Tiffany a boldness to speak, Lord, to speak that it's never too late for the Lord to save one someone. That even when they seem like they're unconscious, so many times they you know, we've heard that people still hear, even though they're not responsive, Lord, they still hear. And I just praise you and I thank you, Lord, and that as long as we got breath in our lungs and as long as we're alive, Lord, it's never too late for someone to repent, Lord, and believe in you, Lord. And I ask you, Lord, to just put a bold faith in Blake and Tiffany. A greater boldness, Lord, and a greater faith that they've never had before, Lord. And to know, Lord, that how much you love them and to stand strong on, even stronger and firm on household salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Tiffany is my granddaughter that her husband is fighting cancer right now. So she got her plate full, but she's just as steady as a rock. She keeps on confessing the good report, never wavering. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Missy. All right, anybody else? Got a testimony, a praise report? Yeah, go ahead, Isaac.
Well, hey, everybody, good to see y'all tonight. The last night we were sleeping and Isaiah come right in there and woke us up and he told us something. He said that the Lord spoke to him in his dream and told him that tomorrow I'm taking you to heaven. I'm taking heaven next day, which is today. And so we were like, well.
Your audio is kind of funky. Just hold your faith. Yeah, that's better. Now start over.
Okay, yeah. So the, Isaiah was, he woke us up in the middle of the night last night, ran in bed, and he told us that Jesus told him that he was going to go to heaven tomorrow, that Jesus can take him to heaven tomorrow. And we're like, okay. And so we prayed a little prayer from letting him sleep with us. Well, in the morning, you know, I said, well, tell me what it was you were telling me. And he said, well, he said, Jesus came to me. He said, it's a short dream, Dad. That's okay. He goes, Jesus told me he's taking me to heaven today. And so, you know, we thought about it and we're just like, well, I remember that, you know, because as a parent, it bothers you. It kind of like, well, I don't know. No, I know that could seem as a good thing. And I said, well, maybe it's open heaven. And then, you know, I was like, well, I don't know. But I remembered just kind of came to me. I remember David, somebody had a dream where he's going to have a heart attack or something. And his arm was numb and he's having all the symptoms. But he kept on saying, well, that's not what your word says. That's not what your word says. So we just grabbed Isaiah today and I just read as a prayer, Psalms 91. Sure, because we do accept open heaven, sure. But any type of him leaving our lives, that's not it. It ain't going to happen. That's not what our word says. So, you know, I guess it's kind of like a testimony of sense. But also, same time, if y'all wouldn't mind just praying and saying, you know, that our boys and our family always be protected, you know, and I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Lord, he's got the authority. He's already prayed it. We believe it with that them boys are protected. He's got a wall around them of the blood of Jesus, and nothing can penetrate it in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, Father, for that, for them two boys in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe it. All right. Anyone else? Yes, Marilyn.
Just wondering if also and not to discount your dreams, you know, the prayers and everything here, Isaac, but you know, kind of what was coming to me is I wonder is this symbolic of because of his name, and you know, the Lord took Isaiah to heaven, you know, and he said, woe is me, I'm undone. And the Lord sent him back with a great anointing. And I was just kind of wondering about, you know, because Isaiah is, how old, he's young, he's what, 6 or 5?
And I didn't even know Isaiah got taken to heaven. I didn't even know that, Marilyn.
Yeah, I was just kind of wondering. Anyway, that came to me, not saying it's a thus saith the Lord or anything, but just kind of wonder if that's symbolic of the man child being caught up to the throne. We'll soon see.
23rd.
Thank you 26. For that. I appreciate that.
Who was that sticking his head around the corner there? Oh boy. All right, anyone else? Who is that, Bonita? Uh-huh. She thought she's gonna get away with it. Hey girl. Turn your mute off so we can say hello to
you. Yeah. This is my daughter Anjali.
Hi. Hey girl. Good to see you.
He's listening off in the distance.
All right. It's good to see you. She ought to join us.
All right. Yeah, who's yep. That? I'm trying to.
Amen. Let's see. Who's the iPhone? Who is that with the iPhone? Come in, iPhone. You have to unmute to talk. You have to unmute yourself. What is that thing to make them unmute? What makes the phone unmute somebody?
I think it's star six.
Star six. Okay, iPhone, hit star six and talk to us. Oh, is that Geneva? You got a new phone. Well, good gracious. Okay. All right. No, they're still here. That's Geneva. She just don't know how to operate it. I'll put your name up there, girl.
Did I get it? Am I good now?
You're good now. You was within a hair's breadth. And I don't mean that pun, Nick, of being thrown off of here, girl. I was fixing it. Cast you off into eternity.
No, don't do that. I'm here.
Is she used to rotary phones, Isaac? Is that what you're saying? Oh, my. All right. Good to have you, girl. Amen. All right. Anyone else got a testimony? Praise report? Or just want to just thank the Lord for where you are and what you are. Amen. All right. Does anyone have a subject to talk about tonight? Oh, here's Carol. I didn't see you slip in here, girl. Go ahead.
Hi. Sorry. Yes, I did slip in. I was a bit late. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I do. I have a praise report about that couple. Well, the COVID couple and the COVID church. It is a small congregation, and it definitely is an attack. What you got as a revelation, but the couple in particular, in their 80s, that my friends ministered to, they were doing really well, but they all felt that they had to go to the hospital, and it was a good thing. Just before going into the hospital, it was just to get rehydrated. And as they were going in, the woman, who was an amazing believer, they winked at each other and they said, "We know God is putting us in here so that we can infiltrate this camp and start praying for people from within." Can you believe that? And they put them in the same hospital room. So the husband and wife are together and they're praying from within the hospital and they're doing.
Oh, my. That's awesome. That's awesome. You go, girls and boys.
Yeah. So I thought I should, but do pray for the pastor, because since this battle, he's had a bit some doubts. So fear is trying to grip him. Okay. So we just keep praying for him. And if you feel led for that. And then
What's his name?
Yeah, God, I don't know.
Pastor.
Yeah. Yeah. The okay. pastor. After God's heart. But yeah, I just sense he might need support from this group, but he's a French man. So I think I might have to be the translator on this one.
Okay. All right. Well, Father, we lift up this pastor. You know who he is, what his name is. Francisco. No, that's Italian, isn't it?
Anyway. How about Francois?
Yeah, Francois. Francois, Pastor Francois, whatever what his name is. Lord, you know who it is. And we command this doubt and unbelief off of him. We cast it off of him right now in Jesus' name. We break the power of any kind of condemnation off of him. And we praise you, Father, that once he gets back in the Word, gets in the Word big time, that his faith will rise up above and beyond anything he could think of. And we praise you for it, Father, for doing this for this man and being the staunch wall, the concrete wall in that church, Lord, that he has no doubt, he has no unbelief that you have built up the brick wall around him, Lord. And I thank you for it, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that he's going to be the one that's going to be the encourager in that church. With you, Lord, and I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Give them a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit, Lord, the power that knocks all that out in mm-hmm. Jesus' name. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, for this pastor that has a heart for you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody,
amen.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God, glory to God. It is done. It is done. Amen.
And then I have a second praise report, as if that's not enough.
That's good.
Okay, so the second one is truly, I have and continue to be delivered of the spirit of fear. Something so incredible is working. My statistics at work, my job is still in jeopardy, but you know, I belong to the Lord, but my numbers are like increasing in this past week, like crazy. My boss is asking me, what are you doing? And so I've become very bold and said, I believe it's God.
Awesome. Fear's so out the door.
It's gone. And if I'm just remaining vigilant with paying attention. I'm starting the Lord. I sense the Holy Spirit just gives me a reminder if I'm feeling any kind of aches. It's my first sign that I'm drifting into the lie. And then I just stop. I take a pause and I go, Lord, what is this? And I name it. I gag it. I bind it, plead the blood of Jesus, watch it boil. And I cut off its head. And I said, you can't come back. And it's that Thank simple. You. I'm just enjoying torturing the enemy right back. So there you go.
Amen.
So Amen. Thank you guys. We're going to keep on keeping on yep. with this amazing Amen. Group and the faith and growing and being filled with his love. And I have joy. And as soon as the stress tries to come back, I put pause again for the phone calls because I receive calls. I turn on my Christian music and I do a dance. I absolutely dance. Crazy to shake off all the stress, and then I go back to work.
Amen. Awesome. So that is so awesome.
Bless you guys.
Okay. All right. That's good. I saw that, Patrick. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, Geneva.
I just want to thank the Lord. Oh, yes, me. I just want to thank the Lord for just getting closer to him, because, you know, through like persecution and stuff like that, that's when he really does draw us near. And, you know, this past week's been kind of rough with my mom and then with my brother Nathan. He's down here. And he's here to visit mom, but I feel in my spirit that some of those spirits that are trying to take her over, but they're not going to in Jesus' name because she is healed, are trying to manipulate Nathan. And I've been having to pray a lot and do spiritual warfare, but one day was pretty rough, and it's a long story. I'm not going to get into it, but anyways, I feel that, God was really with me, and there was one point where the old Geneva would have went off on my mom, and me and her went for a drive, and I was trying to show her some cool places near where she lived, and I was just trying to spend some time with her before she had to go to work, and I've tried countless times, but she likes to be negative, and talk about how she misses where she used to be and things of that sort, and that this was a mistake and blah 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 blah. So she was going on, and I go, Mom, I was like, I rebuke these spirits in Jesus' name that are trying to come off, and instill my joy and instill your joy. I was like, you are healed and you are delivered. I was like, and Mom is like, I love you. I was like, I don't know what to say at this point. I was like, and God's given me rest. I was like, and I'm done caring. I was like, because I've been caring for too long. I was like, and my joy is not going to be robbed. Morgan's joy is not going to be robbed. And neither is this baby's. I was like, and in Jesus' name, I was like, these spirits have to go. And I just said it again. I go, Mom, I was like, I love you and I'm here for you. And oh my gosh, whatever spirit was there did not like that. And she goes, started getting even more mad. And it's like, that's how you know, like, man, that spirit of love, like that, you know, the spirit of Jesus, it makes those demons mad. And she is getting mad at me in the car. And she was like, you don't understand. You don't follow. And I was like, Mom, I said it once. I'm going to say it again. I was like, I love you. I was like, and you know what? I was like, you may you may want to not be happy, and these spirits are going to try to make you not be happy, but you know what? Jesus will make you happy. I was like, and I'm going to give it to him. And I go, and on the way, I'm taking you home, dropping you off. Goodbye. So I took her to her house. I stopped, got myself some McDonald's first, but that was important. But I did stop, and I was like, all right, have a good day at work, because you know, I was gonna sit there and keep being tormented like that. And I just made my peace with it. And you know, and then it's like I kind of got tried by my brother Nathan that day too, and the whole thing, like, we go, you know, I love Nathan. Nathan's trying for what he has right now, but like, he, you know, we were in Walmart. He was like, Geneva, you really need to be wearing a mask. You know, he's like, especially being pregnant. And I'm like, Nathan, I don't need to. I was like, I have the Lord's protection. And he's like, you know, I just really don't understand how my family can say that all the time. He's like, you know, God gives us wisdom. I was like, exactly. I go, no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. I was like, I'm protected. And he just looked at me and just started mumbling or whatever. But, you know, like, he has hindrances around him, but I know that the Lord's going to open his eyes. But anyways, it just, you know, just kind of a lot this weekend. I'm not going to lie. I cried a few times, but every time I cried, I pray that the Lord would cleanse me. And I opened my word and God would comfort me immediately. And I started crying to Isaac on the phone one day, and I started crying to Marissa, and I was just telling him, I was like, you know, I was like, this stuff, it sucks to go through, like, especially right now, like, it really sucks to go through, but I was like, what an awesome father I have, that every step of the way, everything that's going on, I just feel him so close. And I was like, man, it's like, he's never let me down. I was like, in a, you know, even with mom being the way she is and feeling like we never had parents and things of that sort, is like, the Lord has always been my father. Like, he's always been my parent. You know, he's always looked out for me and me and Morgan. And he continues to bless us. And it's just like, I feel him, you know, in all this pain or whatever, but the pain is turning to joy. And it's like that prayer you prayed, Michael, you know, way back when I first found out I was pregnant, that you know, it'd be all joy. And I can't be more happy to be a mom and to have a little girl and to, you know, start this family and to train her up in the way of Jesus. So it's like, you know, nothing's gonna rob me of that in Jesus' name. And I'm just thankful for the father that we have.
Amen. Good testimony, Geneva. Little brother, you come on into the kingdom too, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Okay. Well, yeah, we'll talk about tonight. Yeah, Benita, go ahead.
Sorry, I was slow putting my hand up there. My really good friend's daughter's boyfriend. Complicated. So his name is Dylan is his name, and he's a police officer, and he's been going out with her for probably a year and a half now, and they were really close, almost engaged and everything. And he had an incident where he was as a police officer, he was confronted with some guy that was on drugs, and the guy pulled a gun out on him and just had him at gunpoint right in his face, and his dog went and attacked or grabbed the guy's leg, and so the guy looked right into his eyes and he shot himself in the face. And so it was just really just awful, just an awful thing to go through. And, you know, he could have died and his dog could have died. And so he's been really traumatized by the whole thing. And he went through therapy, I guess, only for 6 weeks, which isn't nearly long enough for But anyways, he was a believer. He believed in Christ, and my friend's daughter Jenna believes. But after that happened, he said, "I just can't believe in it anymore. I just can't do it. I just don't believe it anymore." So, and then just kind of all of a sudden, he just called her up and said he was breaking it off with her. And so it, I don't know, just a hard thing for him to go through and to come to terms with, that the Lord would, you know, such hard things, harsh things that happen in life, and that even through all that, the Lord is who he is. He is sovereign and he is God. So just want prayer for him that he would see that again and see the glory of God and maybe have a dream or something just to bring that back to his knowledge and his wisdom, that he just knows who God is and can appreciate it more after what he's been through, maybe. So if you could pray for him on that.
What did you say his name was?
Dylan.
Billy?
Dylan, D-I-L-L-O-N.
Oh, Dylan, okay. Oh, that's just my Arkansas accent. I can't understand Yankee talk. But anyway, we lift up Dylan, Lord, to you. Lord, you know the circumstances behind all of that. Let him see what happened from your standpoint, that you saved his life, Lord. And I thank you for doing that for Dylan. And Lord, I ask and I pray. Well, first of all, I break the power of Satan off of him that's trying to take him out of the kingdom, and bind it up and cast it off of him in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, that you're going to give him a dream, a vision, or somebody that he can talk to that would bring him back in to the kingdom. And Lord, I thank you for doing that. He sees probably all of the bad things that happen out there as a policeman. But Lord, show him that he can be a light to a lot of people out there. And I ask and I pray that you be a light for him, Lord, that the light would come back on in his life, the light of Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Father, for doing that for Dylan. Lord, place it in his daughter to not give up, just to keep praying for him and bring him in. Because prayer is the most powerful thing we have on earth. And when we pray and believe, we know it's going to happen because your word says it will. Lord, we're just believing that Dylan's coming back in a mighty, mighty way. And I thank you for doing that for Dylan. Write repentance to him, Lord, and drag him back in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Dylan. Anybody else want to pray? Yeah, Judy.
Okay, we praise you. Oh, praise you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for Dylan and his life, and you put it in him, Lord, to want to be a police officer. Lord, they are have a special heart and courage, Lord, and bravery, Lord, that not many people are able to do. And Father, I don't know how long he's been in the police academy or how long he's been a police officer, but Lord, I don't know that anybody can go through the training and all the things that they go through to prepare them to be police officers, God, and especially to face what he just experienced, Lord. We lift him up to the throne of grace, Lord, that you bring healing to his heart and to his mind. And that he knows that he needs Jesus, despite what, you know, he's going to see that man and all the counseling and all the psychology and all the treatments he's gone to can help him, because he's been hurt and traumatized, Lord, and deceived by the enemy in a lot of ways. But Father, I pray that you would give him a revelation, as Benita and Michael have prayed, Lord, that you give him a revelation that you spared his life. You were protecting him, and that he will see that, and that, you know, there's people out there who are sick and demon possessed, and they don't realize that. And that's what this man was facing, was somebody who was under the influence of demonic spirits and didn't realize what he was doing. Father, I thank you, Lord, for healing him. And we just command all spirits of confusion, witchcraft, fears, trauma, anything hindering his clarity of mind. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we command all that to be broken off of him in Jesus' name. And Lord, we ask that you would help him to find his way to the truth. We come against spirits of depression, isolation, doubt and unbelief, and all the fears that are traumatizing his mind right now about what he faced, all the memory recall that has come, that he's, you know, flashes of the incident and the things that he experienced. We cast all that down in the name of Jesus. And Father, I don't know really how to pray, except I'm going to be praying in the spirit for him, Benita. And we just thank you, Lord, for Dylan and bringing him out of this place of confusion, Lord, and bringing him into the fullness of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I will be too. Go ahead, Patrick.
I have a praise report, which I'm just so, so grateful. And the sisters, I think they're going to be so happy with me. Let me start at the end. Like last night, just before I went to bed, my son-in-law arrived here. He and my daughter got separated, I think February, March, and they went through the paperwork to get divorced. And yeah, as part of this whole trial, she also she did not believe in Jesus Christ as being really died and risen from the grave. She actually took on the Muslim faith. That all happened through this year. And in August, me and Paula had many discussions about this, and she said, but I'm supposed to tell my daughter that she's wrong, that she wants to divorce, but with my history and the condemnation that I had to live through, I couldn't do that. I just prayed for and I waited for the Lord to convict her rather than me condemning her. And finally, in August, when the court case came up, it was set up for the Thursday or the Friday. She told me, Mommy, I can't do this. And they finally, after a year, almost a year of separation, he arrived here last night. And yeah, I'm just so, so grateful for the Lord that they're going to make it work out. She said she's going to make this work no matter what happens. And that is what the way that the Lord wants it. And in the meanwhile, also like a month or two ago, I asked her, did you tell your dad about your faith, your change in faith? And she said, oh, what's that? That's stupid. I'm what's that stuff? I left that as well. So it was a long, hard year, but yeah, she's back with us. I'm just so, so happy with that. And I just want to thank the Lord and praise him for, and all my sisters for all their prayers and standing with me in faith for it, and the Lord for being faithful and putting us all through this trial, which I know we all needed it for our faith to grow, to strengthen, and for her to see the other side and just to come back to the Lord and to, yeah, it's just so, so, so wonderful.
Awesome. Thank you, Lord. You're an awesome God. Praise you, yeah. Father. You even work over in South Africa. Glory to God. Praise God. That's good testimony, Petra. Thank you. That is awesome. Now, daughter, you come on back into the kingdom in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We break the power of whatever it is keeping her out too, in Jesus' name. And we command the enemy to leave her alone. Right now, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, for grant repentance and bringing her in Jesus' name. So she and Petra can have great talks about the Lord. Awesome. Thank you, Lord. I believe it too. He's coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. We don't need to worry. All right. Who's next? Yeah, Phil.
Hi, everyone. I have an awesome praise report. So Lana has been flooding our freezer with an abundant supply of milk, which is amazing. Praise the Lord.
Awesome.
And so she was just like, Lord, give me somewhere to put this milk, you know, and either empty what we currently have out at our freezers. And anyway, my neighbor just bought himself a freezer and he brought me his old one. And it's like a little tiny little perfect sized. I mean, it's perfect. just right there. Boom. It's in our garage right now. Praise the Lord.
Awesome. Yep. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Yeah, it's going to be used during the 10 days of darkness. Amen. Yep.
It's little things like that. Praise the Lord.
Yep. That's great. Thank you, Father.
Yep.
All right, anyone else? Okay. Hey, Dave. Yes, he is. God is so good. There comes Catherine. Hey, Catherine. Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
Just want to pray real quick with Petra. Thank you, Father, for blessing her and allowing her to endure through this trial and not give up faith in you and what you are accomplishing in her daughter and her daughter's husband. Thank you for allowing them to see this through and not let Satan have any victory, and let them to be comforted that you are a God who cares, who knows, and also works wondrously in their lives and helps them work through things so that we can all see the victory at the end, even though it looks like it's at a dark time and a dark hour. You're there to help us through the darkness and get us back in the light. Thank you, Father, for blessing her and blessing us with this testimony and being faithful for the family. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for the blood.
I was muted.
We heard everything.
That was a great revelation I had too. Good gracious. All right. Right. Chicky. Who is Chicky? You're new. How are you? Chicky, hit star 6, I think, to unmute. Yeah, there you go. You did it. Hit star 6 again. Tell us who you are. What's going on with you? We'd love to hear from you. I guess that's the way you pronounce it, Chicky. Uh, Why don't you unmute yourself and come on in here and let us know who you are. Wait a minute, we need him right now. No. What does that mean, Petra?
Now, I thought by this time you can all speak Afrikaans. Come on. And Greg is going to put it on Google Translate, I know.
Probably so, yeah. Chickie, we need to know who you are.
There's a message that says, "Is me Jeanette, Michael."
It's what?
Jeanette?
Or it's Jeanette?
That's Jeanette from Costa Rica.
Jeanette Mitchell?
Oh, Jeanette Mitchell. Yeah, that's what she said. I thought she was Jeanette Michael. Okay, yep, Jeanette Mitchell.
Jeanette, no, I know who it is. Well, hey, Jeanette, how are you, girl? It's good to have you with us again. It's been a long time. All right, anybody else got something they want to talk about? Anybody got anything they want to talk about? Yeah, Matt.
Howdy.
Hey, Matt, wait a minute, you're missing something.
Where's your hardware?
Yeah, I went.
Where's your body armor at, man?
Where's your straight jacket? That's what I call it.
All right. So I went to the doctor today. And they did their usual, take some x-rays of me. I'm waiting in the room for the PA to come in. And the PA comes in with her mouth to the floor and says, "How are you doing?" Good. She said, I walked by the main doctor and he said, "He's walking really good." She said, I was there. I looked pretty miserable, which I probably was. But I think she's like, "You feel any pain when you do anything?" "No, not really. Just a little bit here and there, you know, nothing bad." And I told her that, you know, I've been kind of going without the brace here and there to wean myself off it. She goes, "Well, we normally don't do that till 8 weeks from the accident. And it's been 6 for me."
Awesome.
And she goes, "Well, and you haven't had pain doing that?" I said, "Not really, no." She goes, "Well, you can go ahead and do it then." But you can't go back to work, though.
Why?
They don't want me overdoing my healing process. So she said, "We'll see you in a month, and then you'll probably be able to go back to work then." Okay. But no brace. So.
Okay, praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. I bet you're glad to get that thing off for you. You look
fun yeah.
Stuck around like this all the time.
You know how much that thing retains heat?
No. Really? Did you have to sleep in it?
A lot.
Oh, my.
If I was in the recliner, yes, but in bed, no. But so not in bed, but like taking it off, I lose like 2 degrees body heat.
Damn it. Amen. Looked like you had body armor.
So praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father. He's out of
Lord,
there.
That he. Praise the Lord, he healed me quicker than what they thought it would be and get me this far along and take away a lot of my pain. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay.
I even told her how I weaned myself off of the pain medication, and I haven't had anything for pain in 3 weeks.
Oh, that's awesome. That's good. Thank you, Lord.
She was impressed about that too.
I hope you threw it away and you didn't go out and sell it to somebody, did you? just kidding, Matt. Just kidding. Now, boy, now.
Uh-huh, sure.
Okay, well, I'm so glad that you got that thing off. All right. What y'all doing, talking Afrikaans? Oh, my. Yes, Patrick, go ahead. You got to speak in English, so.
I'll try my best to do a British English. You've asked if there's any topic, and it's been on my heart a long while that I want to ask, and I don't know if I'm going to get a much of a response from everybody, but again, a topic that me and Paula discussed often, as the word is very specific on it, that women should not teach. We was discussing it, and my question is, should women not teach? Is that only applying to the word, or does that apply in general in life as well? Where I am in my profession, should I then also abstain or not teach other colleagues things that I know that they would like to know? Should I not be teaching in the worldly setup as well, or does that only apply to not teaching the word?
That's a good question. And that is, I'm glad you brought that up. And I'm going to open the forum up.
Thank you.
Yeah, mine did me too. Taught me how to drive a car too. Okay. Anybody want to tackle that? Yes, Missy, go ahead. Careful that you're not teaching, Missy.
Stop. I think the biggest thing that it's talking about is women. Not saying that this is the only thing, but I think the most important thing is that women don't teach men. Teach him a lesson, Missy. teach men and don't have authority over men, no matter what, or dominion over men, no matter what the situation is in the world. You know, that's my understanding. Because when you teach a man something, that's kind of like having authority over them, in a sense, or dominion over them.
David qualifies that. You can give your own experiences in that situation. You understand? You can let them know your experiences in whatever situation is that they're trying to learn.
Okay, so why I'm asking this is that I've joined now a new group, a multidisciplinary practice where we are a number of specialities together treating patients. And part of this group is also a huge training center where they train dentists from all over the country and even from overseas. And they want me to write up a curriculum and do lectures there on my field of expertise, but that would mean that I'm going to be teaching and that there's definitely going to be men in the groups. I can go about and tell them I'll do a ladies' class only, but I don't think that would be what they would want me to do. So before I get involved in this at all, I haven't started praying yet and asking the Lord, but it's so much easier to ask my brothers and sisters before I go to the Lord. And I don't want to do anything that's not the right thing to do. So thank you, Missy, and thank you. I'll start off with that and start praying and asking the Lord as well. But I know they're going to start pressurizing me, and I have to give them a proper answer when I get to the point to tell them that I'm not open to do that.
Amen. Do they want you to take the vax, jab?
Not yet. Fortunately, one of them. Yeah, it's going to come. I know it's going to come, and I can't wait for it. Then I can go and live with Paul Lambert.
All right, Greg, go ahead.
No, I'll yield to Missy first.
All right, go ahead, Missy.
Petra, Word Women in Authority will be a great, great help to you in answering your questions in this.
As a matter of fact, Word Women in Authority just was in the ebook section there on UBM. You can go in there and download the PDF. It's not out in print yet. They're getting that ready, but it is in PDF form. And you can download it right there off the ebook. And Missy's right. I was going to suggest that too, and I was hoping somebody else would say, that's great.
It's interesting. I've read it before, actually, a number of times, but you read it from the perspective what you're looking at it at that stage. And I've never read it from the point of where I am now. So I'll definitely, every time you read something, you get something more out of it. So I'll definitely go back to it and assimilate and go through it again. Thank you.
Yeah. Go ahead, Greg.
Now, well, if I yield to Missy, I've got to yield to Julie now, otherwise I'm going
to... Okay, go ahead, Julie. You're going to get
Thank you. Thank you, Greg. I won't be long, and Greg's just saving the best for last here. He must have wanted to just put everyone on front, because his is so profound, I'm sure. He's so wise.
Sure.
mine's just kind of a testimony. When I was in the workplace, and I was an administrative assistant, and I supported many people. And by supporting them, I mean, I was their help. I was their helper. And we had a lot of different software programs that were created just for our company that we worked for and stuff. And one of them was time and expense system. And it was very detailed and it was very complex and all that. And then they kept changing things and modifying and stuff. Well, anyhow, everyone had to do their own time and expenses. But since I supported people at a partner and director level, I did their time and expenses. They didn't know how to do it. For the most part, a lot of them didn't know how to do it and they didn't want to learn. But there were times where I had to help them with something and help them see and understand why I was doing something or to make them see how the software was working or whatever, why I was doing what I was doing. I wasn't teaching them, but I was showing them why or how or something was being done. And there was one day where I was on my way to work. I was pulling into the parking garage at work and I was praying in the spirit. And then out of my mouth just came the words, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. That's just followed my speaking in tongues. And I thought, well, that's interesting. Okay. I'd never done that before. It just flowed out of my mouth. Like I was, you know, giving the interpretation. So later that afternoon, I had to, I was at work and one of the managers that worked in the office, I worked with him occasionally or whatever I know. And my part as administrative assistant was to help the tax department that I worked for and people there. And so he was having trouble with his time and expenses and trying to do something. I said, well, I know how to do that. And so I went over to his cubicle and
and got next to him, and I got down on my knees, so I was at eye length with his computer, and I wasn't bent over in a weird way that someone, you know, just wasn't. I just got down on my knees, so I wasn't standing in a weird way over his shoulder or anything like that with other people behind me. And so I was there, and I was showing him how to do it, and pointing to on the screen how to do it, and showed him, and I'll now do this, now do that. And he saw how it worked, and he was like, wow, thank God. I mean, he literally said that out loud. And it came back to me later, what I had said that morning. It's like, you know, let your good works be seen of men, that they will glorify your Father in heaven. So it's, you know, I wasn't teaching anybody, but I was showing them how to do something, because it, you know, it was just something I did every day. I knew how to do it, and it was all for God's glory. And I think if we're humble and we're just being in love of the Lord, and I was just doing my job. You know, I was just doing my job. I was a low man on the totem pole thing at work, but that was my job. And if we're just being led of the Lord and just doing what we're supposed to be doing, and we're not seeking a position, not seeking authority, not seeking that kind of thing, God can use our knowledge, our understanding, our experience, and that kind of thing. And I would just agree with everybody, Petra, just pray about it and see what the Lord shows you to do, because you've got all this experience, but what does he want you doing?
Thank you. I'd love to hear Greg, and then I'll just say my little say.
Well, you might not love to hear Greg, because, you know, it might not be worthwhile. are there any other women who want to speak first, or no? Okay, good. Look, I'm going to, you know, yield to the book, as in the one that was mentioned earlier, and also the book, of course. But Petra, I am a man, and if you and I were in the same place, do you think I would be more qualified to teach on this subject than you?
No.
No.
Sorry.
So, yeah. You know, I personally, you know, I'm just looking at the verses now, and on their own, Paul seems to be jumping around a little bit, but, you know, you put it all together. I personally don't see a huge problem with your expertise being passed on, but it's not a spiritual authority thing. But, you know, as I say, there's a whole book being written about this, so have a read of that and check out the word and settle the matter in your own mind and heart. But yeah, I mean, you know, you could teach me about dentistry more than I could teach you. So,
yeah, what I like from Julie's testimony is the humbleness. Is that you should always be humble and be lower than your fellow, either brother or sister or any other person in life, and that you should never exalt yourself. And I just see yourself. And a while ago, we had a talk about podiums are dangerous places, and like teaching puts you on a podium and it can put you in a place of developing pride about your knowledge and what you know, and that you're an authority. It is a pride thing. It can become a prideful thing. But helping others, I've always had the heart and the love to help people and help them improve their skills. But yeah, the thing of teaching, actually going out there and teaching is, yeah, I'll just go to the Lord. I have to work this through with him. I hear what you say, Greg, and yeah, I don't know yet, but I'll get back to you guys, and I always want to have the best opinion and have the best advice, admonition, help before I do anything. So I'll get back to you guys after my prayer life and see what happens. Thank you for everybody and for your advice.
I would suggest that you do just exactly what you're talking about, is pray and ask the Lord if that's something he wants you to do, and he'll let you know.
The thing about that is, and sorry, I don't want to keep everybody, I'll just stop it here now, is that when they start forcing the jab on us, and I have to, move out of the city, then I won't have a work anymore. But if I go teaching now, I can, there will be definitely people out there that will support me, and I can then start working online and advise them on give an online advice service. But I have to get my name out more, that you get clients to be able to do that. So I'd love to do that, be able to work online, and then I can move immediately out of the city. But anyway, that's what I will sort out, and I'll ask the Lord to guide me on this. Thank you so much, everybody.
Good subject, huh? We can beat that horse down and blow to the ground if you want to. Anyone else got anything to say about that? I do suggest that you read and study that word, women in authority. If there's any questions, it should bring that, should answer it for you. It's a little happy. I would say that. All right. Anyone else got something they want to talk about? Somebody else had their hand up at that time. Yeah, Greg.
Sorry for the other person who had their hand up. No, and Petra jumped in when I was about to do it before. Dreams, not so much does God speak to us through dreams. I know he does. My question is more, we can put it around, what do we do with them? And this is my personal, frustration is I have dreams, and I'm in the habit of, well, my practice is to write them down. I've got a few queued up, but I sit and think about it and look at them, and I have no idea. Well, I have very little idea about what they might be indicating or entailing. And anyway, are we supposed to go to other people with these? I mean, I have a few that would, I think very much relate to UVM, and I will pass those on. But the others, I'm not so sure. Though I'm fairly certain, it's a God thing.
Well, there's, we have few people here that interpret those dreams real good. And if you wanted to pass them on, if you think it's going to affect the body, I'll absolutely send them on in, and they'll take a look at them. And if you want to, got some people on here that's pretty fairly good with interpreting dreams too. So it's whatever you want to do. I tell you, the key to what I found out over the years, the key to interpreting dreams is knowing the word, the parallels, and all of that in the word. And that will help you immensely doing it, to interpret it. I'll just be honest with you, I'm not very good at it. Here lately, I've had other things on my plate, so to speak. Anybody else want to talk about dreams? Yeah, Joe.
All I can say for me for dreams and visions is I think it's best just to ask the Lord about it. But most of mine is for teaching me, showing me stuff and directing me. And I really don't know. I asked a few people in here already about dreams and visions, and that helps me quite a lot. Just most of them is for myself so far, I know, and there's some of for a body. But most of them is for myself. I'm usually asked people who know about it, and they will guide you about this.
Yeah, well, that happens a lot. First time I met Sandy Shaw, and she started telling me some of those dreams. And I'd tell her, oh, that's got to be spiritual, and I'd go into some kind of spiritual nonsense. And then what she dreamed, actually came to pass. I said, oh, I missed that one. She did that two or three times before I finally got it. She was right on all her dreams. I mean, when she had a dream about somebody or something, you can bet it's going to happen. She had a dream about the New York earthquake 4 times. That's going to happen. That is actually going to happen. Yeah. She was phenomenal in her dreams. And as is he, he's the same way. Her dreams are right on. Vanessa's is that way. Shalonda's the same way, you know. Okay. You know what else? Most of theirs are all for the body. Most of them are for the body. Yeah, David.
Okay. I, you know, when it comes to dreams and all the other aspects of spiritual things like that, it comes down to the gifts too, I would assume, because if we start reasoning with our own mind on things and it's a spiritual thing that God's portraying, at that point, it's better to probably, if somebody were to have a gift in order to explain things, just like if somebody has a gift of interpreting tongues or giving that ability to understand what a tongue meant from God. You know, I mean, because otherwise we're using our own minds to figure out what God is saying sometimes. And that, to a degree, maybe he does talk to us like that a little bit. But I know that I can see where I will miss something just because it's not my gift. And it's not my gift really to understand dreams that well. When I see people interpret them, I think, oh, wow, I never would have saw that. And I think it comes down like that with teaching and anything else in the body of Christ. I mean, it's going to be the gift God gives you. Now, with that said, not all men are teachers. All right, so it's got to be the gift God gives, and he allows that happen through that person. Now, it's probably not a good thing if somebody decides, hey, I want to be a teacher, and I'm just going to start teaching. I'm not going to totally discourage that to a degree, because even in a household, a man's supposed to have some kind of an ability to, you know, go over the word with his family and give teaching. I mean, it's not like it's totally just because you're not a teacher doesn't mean you can't go through the Bible and do the best you can with your family and stuff like that. But it doesn't mean all of a sudden you decide, you know what, I'm going to be a teacher. I'm going to go out there and start teaching the body of Christ. Because this is what I want to do, and it makes me feel good. Oh boy, that's probably not a good place to go. You know, or decide one day, you know, and I've seen it happen in the body here, you know, where a guy just kind of all of a sudden, and we've seen it, decide to go from one day to being a prophet and then go to be an apostle, telling everybody he was that, you know, and speaking behind David, and he's not here anymore. So it's, you know, whenever we start going into those places where the Bible talks about offices, and when, especially when you start trying to exercise it in the body of Christ, it's, I always try to side on error, and I always try to warn people to be careful with that, because I've seen people taken out of the body of Christ for that purpose, because they went someplace they weren't supposed to be, and they didn't relent, and maybe God was warning them, or there was maybe something else in their life that wasn't right, and that Satan was taking advantage of them because of that sin or whatever it was that was going on in their life. And once you decide to go someplace you shouldn't be in the body of Christ, and you're not sanctified and walking holy with the Lord, and he's not putting you there, it's a great way to be taken out of the body. So, and I'm not saying that to discourage trying to work up and become something, or if you have an office that God's calling you into, that's not what I'm doing here. I'm just at the same time trying to help people understand when it comes to the body of Christ, you just don't want to take something on a position that's not yours and start telling everybody something that, hey, I'm this and I'm that, when maybe God never called you there. You'll know if you have that calling. I mean, the Lord's going to definitely make it clear, and he's going to do it through other people too. You're going to have confirmation, more than one witness. And thank God if you have an apostle to come through, that's an apostle to tell you, hey, you're this, you're that, that kind of seals the deal a little bit. But that's just been my take on anytime we walk into a position with the body of Christ. I mean, we can talk about things and we can go over things, and there's no problem with that. That's what the body's for, to help build each other up, strengthen, renew, understand, go over things as we're doing, talk about subjects. That's great. But be careful when it comes down to taking a title or an office position. And I've said this probably more than once, and people are tired of hearing me say it, but I've just seen people taken out of the body for that reason. So that's all I wanted to say.
With dreams and interpretation of dreams, my experience has been that if that's something you want to do, then it takes a little bit of time. It takes effort on your part to get with somebody else that's already doing it and allow them to show you the ins and outs of interpreting dreams, and ask the Lord to help you. I tell you what I've seen a lot of people do, and I used to do this too, is meditate on that dream and ask the Lord about it. And when you do that, he'll give you verses, he'll give you this, he'll give you that, in order to get that dream interpreted. And like David was saying, you know, as far as dreams and interpretation of dreams, you can strike out on your own. That goes with any, let me tell you something, the gifts of the Spirit, in my estimation, are to help the body. We should get to the point to where the gifts of the Spirit are working in everybody. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, the gifts of healing is all it is. I've experienced the gifts of healing. I've experienced the gift of faith. I've experienced the gifts of miracles. I've experienced a couple of more, word of knowledge. But there should come a time to when it's operating in my life all the time. And that's why we should go get closer and closer and closer to the Lord. He gave us those gifts to help us get to that point to where we use them all the time in our life. We just know that when we pray for somebody, we just know that when tongues comes out, we're going to be able to interpret it, whether it be ours or somebody else's. Now, I haven't reached that. That's just my take on the whole gifts of the Spirit, because I believe a mature person that's in Christ is going to have every one of those gifts working in his life. Take the man child. The man child is going to have all of those gifts working in his life, and he's going to be teaching the bride how to use those gifts and how to be in those gifts so that they can help disciple the people coming into the kingdom. Okay, let me get to see what Nick wants. What you got, Nick?
Yeah, I had a testimony, actually. I had an opportunity to go over to our neighbor's house next door, and I found out that they're actually Christians. And I was like, man, this is surprising. So I got new friends with that are Christians. And so I was real happy about that.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Lord, for giving him a good Christian people next to it. Amen.
Oh, yeah, that was really nice. Thank you, Lord.
That's great, buddy. All right, David, go ahead.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, buddy.
If you guys could do me a favor and pray in the spirit quickly, because I have things I need to say, and I just need the strength to say them. Because it's making my life right now very difficult. And,
okay, we can do that. So,
lately, for a while already, I've been overcome by. A lot of stress and partly depression. And it was really hard to focus on the spiritual life. And I fell back and fell back pretty far. And at some points I got the thought to just give up, to just let go of it all and just end this, because it's been so hard. The enemy kept bringing my debt back into my head, and one minute I'll be happy, and as soon as that thought hits me, I go depressed in a split second. And at that point, I don't even know what to do with my life at that point. And it's been tearing apart my family. There's been no peace in my family for a while. And I've been stuck in my phone watching YouTube a lot, and it's just been to distract myself to distract myself enough to the point where I don't leave my wife and two daughters behind with no one to care for him. And I'm just tired of living this way, and I've tried so many times to quit, just to put my phone away, quit watching YouTube, and there would be a day or two I would read the Bible, and then my mind drifts off and to where I started the first time. And it's painful living this way.
Let's pray. Let's pray. In the name of Jesus right now, I break the power that's coming against David. I cast it off of him, this feeling of emptiness. You go from him in the name of Jesus. This distraction demon, you go from David right now in the name of Jesus. All spirits that are tormenting him, spirits of suicide, you go in the name of Jesus. Spirits of confusion, you go in the name of Jesus. Spirits of fear, you go in the name of Jesus. Rejection, go right now in the name of Jesus. Every one of them, take off and go from him right now in the name of Jesus. I command every one of you to leave him now. He is a child of the ever-living God, and the blood of Jesus covers him right now in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you for placing in him peace and love and joy, putting it in his heart. Spirit of emptiness, go in the name of Jesus. Spirit of fear of rejection, go in the name of Jesus. Spirit of self, go right now in the name of Jesus. You lying, foul spirit, leave him right now in the name of Jesus. Condemnation, go right now in Jesus' name. All right, has anybody else got a spirit they want to cast out? Go ahead.
In the name of Jesus, we command those spirits of depression and hopelessness, despairing,
yes,
worthlessness, defeatism, all oppression of darkness, get off of David, get off of that house in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He is covered with the blood of the Lamb, and your blood, Jesus, paid for his debt. He paid for his past. He paid for everything that we ever were. Thank you, Lord. It is no longer David who lives. It is Christ Jesus who lives in him, and he lives in faith in the Son of God who loves him and gave his life up for him. That exchange was made. In the name of Jesus, all this oppression of heaviness and witchcraft, confusion of mind, uncertainty, despairing, heartache, lying and deceiving and manipulating spirits, we cast you down. The mind control, the mind manipulation, confusion, uncertainty, doubt, unbelief, go from them. In the name of Jesus, you have no legal right to his life or his home in Jesus' name. He is a child of the King. And I praise you, Lord, for lifting him up and filling him with the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, he has the mind of Christ. He has the word of God in his heart. He is a son of God by faith. We thank you, Lord, for lifting him up. You're our glory, Lord, and the lifter up of our heads. And I thank you, Lord, for shielding him with your truth, with your love, with your power, with your glory, with the holy angels that are right there defending you. And I thank you, Lord, for giving David a tongue of the wise, Lord, that he is only going to agree with your word, that he's only going to speak your word. And all this other stuff is not going to hinder his life and his reading the word. We command focus into his mind, clarity of mind, and all these distractions of the enemy to wear him down, the weariness, the heaviness. Every assignment against David's life and Alina's life, we cast you down. We break your authority and the power off of him in the name of Jesus and with his blood. And we thank you, Lord, for lifting him up, encouraging him and strengthening him by your Holy Spirit, by your power, by your love, by the anointing that breaks every yoke. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Father. All right, Sam, go ahead. Samuel.
Lord, thank you so much for manifesting in all of us, this whole body in Christ. We are here with David and Elena and all their family, and we are united. And those who stand together, nothing can stand against, because we are with you, Lord God. And we cast down these strongholds in Jesus' name. We loose the fire and judgment upon these assignments against their family in Jesus' name. And Lord, we lift them up to you, Lord. We break this spiritual bondage because Jesus shed his entire blood for us. He poured out his whole heart for the world. And we stand with the truth. The enemy's trying to swindle and trying to trick David. Now we break that off in Jesus' name. He is a man of the family. He's a representative of the whole family. And so, Lord, please manifest you in him and to stand strong for his family. We break off these evil memory recall and all this this evil stuff trying to come against their family, and we unite them with the heavenly ties of the Lord God Almighty. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus, that we stand together in the body of Christ. Thank you, Lord. We agree with everything Michael and Julie has said, and everyone is saying in their thoughts and prayers right now. And we cast out this evil stuff in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Praise you, Almighty Jesus. Thank you, God. You have completed it all. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Marilyn.
Cast down the spirit of failure and guilt and shame. I break the power of these witchcraft curses that have come against David his whole life through his dad. I cast down every word curse, thought curse, all the violence that was done to him as a child, and even up to this day. I cast all this witchcraft down in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. And hesitant to pray something here I'm just not sure about. I break that soul tie with his dad for now, until his dad can repent and come into the kingdom. That there is just no power there, no soul ties that are still affecting David there. We cast all this down in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I also break the power of just the emotional pain, these scars, these wounds that have never healed. And Father, I retain an outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon David, that there is just such a cleansing and a healing and strengthening in the inner man and an enlightening of David's understanding, that there is comfort. And Lord, you know, we're necessary correction, repentance. If there's any bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, we cast that down in Jesus' name and break the power of that torment in David's life. Christ is the overcoming power. The life of Christ in David is the power that overcame all of that on the cross. And Father, I just thank you for the work that you're doing in David, even tonight. And it's just going to be a night of victory, a night of glory, a night of praising the Lord, and a night of rejoicing because he has been delivered from all this torment, Father. And I thank you and praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead,
dude. David, I don't know if this is real or not. I don't know if it's of the Lord, but something that Marilyn was saying that triggered this is search your heart. And if there's any hurt in your heart from the things that have happened between you and your dad, a spirit of hurt needs to be repented of, that he hurt you. And whatever the capacity that may be in, that you forgive him for hurting you. And that spirit of hurt has to go. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for doing that. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, for setting our brother free from all the past because Jesus paid for it. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. David, I want you to do something, man. I want Lena there with you to do it in the name of Jesus. I want you to stand up. Lena, I want you to put your hands on him. And David, raise your hands just like this right here. Raise your arms and your hands just like this right here. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you fill him right now with your Holy Spirit and the power from on high. And I praise you, Father, right now that you are filling him up and everything that's in him that was not that has hindered him is gone in Jesus' name. And it's being filled right now with God's Spirit and moving everything out that's not of God in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for replacing his heart right now with nothing but joy and peace in his heart and rest and love in Jesus' name. And I also ask that you do that for Alina too, and erase every bad thought that she has to go from her right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you for filling her up as well in the name of Jesus. And I believe it's done. I believe it by the blood of Jesus. I know it's done. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise you, Father, for the victory for David and Alina. And little Adelina. Amen. Thank you, Father. Yeah, David.
Yeah, I just wanted to bind the religious harlot spirit that's coming upon him, that has been overshadowing this family for a while. We bind this principality in the name of Jesus. You don't have authority to come against him or have others that you presently have dominion over. You don't have authority to talk to him or pray against him now, or work on others to pray against him. Where you are bound, you have no authority to keep him in your sights. We put a spirit of confusion on you, and we put a hedge of protection around David, and we are also hedging you in that you have no authority. We take away all your authority now, and you are bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. All right, it's done, David. How you feel, brother?
Feel a lot better. Thank you, guys.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. You're going to make it, brother. We're here with you. We love you, Adelina, and Adelina. All of you. Yes, Carol, go ahead.
I also had a sense about the amygdala, that part of the brain that is overtaxed from trauma in the past. And so I just wanted to take authority over the amygdala, and I want to bind it in the name of Jesus and declare the Christ mind, that only Jesus is the autonomic response system now allowed in this brain. David belongs to the Lord. And we say to the amygdala, thank you, but we don't need you anymore. Thank you for your service. And all of the lies that were behind that was always sending him into trauma and into any kind of condemnation, we say, no, you are bound, gagged, and the blood of Jesus over you. And I chop off your head. And all that was bullying him from behind that thought from the trauma, we bully you back, just like Dave just did right now. I bully you back in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. You need to go back to the pit of hell where you belong. And I thank you, Lord, Prince of Peace, come and cover his mind right now with the most gentle, beautiful kiss. Kiss his forehead now, Lord. Restore all of his system, his body, his spirit, his soul. And I pray for this gentleness and covering and love over the entire family right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And thank you. You are an awesome God, and you are so beautiful. And you love your children. And you love to just wrap him up right now and lift him up into the heavenly places to restore him, that he would sleep like a baby tonight and his family too. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. George, you okay? George, you okay? You wrestling with a demon in there? George, no, Korea. Okay. Did you have something you wanted to say?
Shalom and everything that that means. Total peace.
Amen, brother. Amen. All right, Rion, go ahead.
I just want to just remind David of something, is that he has Christ in him.
Hey, Rion, your audio is way down.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that better?
Not really.
No. All right, I'll type it in. Something's going on here.
Okay. I can barely hear you. I can hear some words. Somebody else might be able to hear them all. That was loud. All right. Amen, David. We love you too, brother. All right. Anything else? Good warfare tonight. Praise God. You're free, David. You're free, brother. We thank you, Lord, for your warrior angels all around about him tonight, tomorrow, and the next day. In Jesus' name, we praise you for it, Father. Let your blood cover him from this point on. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. All right. There's a little something that I want to throw at you that we can talk about Thursday night and let you be thinking about it. I've been thinking about our prayer life. Is your prayer life where it ought to be? And what is our prayer life? What it should. Now, don't everybody get in condemnation. I know I did when I got to thinking about it. But we just need to talk about it and find out what our prayer life is supposed to be like, how we can attain that prayer life, and all the questions that goes with it. So be thinking about it, and we'll talk about it Thursday night. I will say this tonight. The most powerful force in the world is when two Christians get together and pray and believe. There's nothing more powerful than that. And so with that, if that's the truth, and it is, why shouldn't we be praying for each other? For our city, for the things around us, our family, our children, and something that goes along with that also. Should we be praying more than once for the same thing? Now think about it, and then I want you've heard me a little bit talk about what I believe in that. In fact, it's backed up by scripture. So that's something, some of the things that we need to look at. And we'll talk about it Thursday night, unless somebody wants to start it tonight. Is there anyone here that doesn't believe that our prayers together with somebody else is not the most powerful thing in the world? And when you got a group like this here, it's powerful. It's powerful. The gates of hell tremble. And I'll tell you something. That's why we need to be praying for each other all the time. Because things like what just happened tonight won't happen again. interceding for each and every one of us, building up those walls around us, put us in a bubble, Christ's bubble. So maybe we can talk about that Thursday night. Is there anything else that anybody wants to talk about while we're here? Just a short subject. There's a lot more to prayer than just a 5-minute prayer when you eat, or half a minute prayer when you eat, because I know, you know, that's what we want to get to, the good stuff, the flesh pleasing part of it. I don't want anybody to get any condemnation about that there. Go ahead, Carol.
My heart is beating so fast on all of this right now, so I really feel like I'm supposed to speak. About the prayer, absolutely what you're saying. Amen and praise God. First, the prayer, just by being vulnerable, like David was tonight, when I had become vulnerable and asked you guys for prayer, I really experienced deliverance. And I've been a Christian for a while and I went through deliverance, but the anxiety, the condemnation, the amygdala that I prayed right now for David, I mean, that's firsthand experience. I went through it. And it made such a difference. And then the topic of prayer and the power of it, number two, I have to say right now, is so important, because last week I have been remaining vigilant, and I experienced a client that just absolutely bullied me. It was so fast, I barely realized what had happened, okay? And when I got off the phone, I did my prayer and everything, but the power of two people, that's what God confirmed, what you just said tonight, was so essential, because after that, I had so much body pains, and I felt like I was getting a flu. And I just told a prayer partner that, okay, and she immediately took authority over the Jezebel spirit, the witchcraft that had been thrown onto me. And I couldn't see it because I had been hit so hard. I did good considering, but alone, God showed me we need each other. So what an awesome wow to end the night. You know, the prayer we just did, that story, how I am walking in victory, and how we continue to walk in victory by remaining vigilant and praying for each other. So, whoo, I'm on fire. God bless you. That's it. I just had to say that.
All right. That's confirmation. Y'all get your notes together for Thursday night. All right. Anybody else got something they'd like to share? Thank you, Rion, for that, for David. That is awesome prayer. That is who he is in Christ. All right. Yes, Vanita.
Just as another topic, I was reading this verse in it's 121:7. It's the Lord will keep thee from all evil. He will keep thy soul. And just even with the circumstance with David, he will keep thee from all evil. And I thought, what does that mean exactly? Because it doesn't feel that way sometimes, but that's what it says in the word. So I just was wondering, you know, maybe I'm not understanding the definition of evil there. And so I don't know if anybody has any thoughts on that.
All right, there it is. Better hurry though. That was Psalms 141:7.
Yes.
Go ahead, Carol.
Sorry, guys, I'm burning again. Oh, okay. So he keeps us from evil. The only way is by us believing. For me, okay, because of the bully status, the condemnation, the horrific, devastating marriage I was in. Okay. God really literally delivered me from that. But I carried stuff with me for so long and guilt and all this stuff as a Christian. But really what got me the most was when God taught me to push back through the prayer that you guys have supported me by asking for help. And there is something about that is that he keeps us from evil. But do you believe that? And I really felt this gentle voice say, do you believe me, Carol? Do you believe me? And the scripture that God gave me and that I'm using right now to get through this new phase of my life is Isaiah 61. In there, he says he is the one, the whole thing, there's a complete meditation in Isaiah 61. But in there, it pretty much reminds me that God saved me. And then he said, so don't be afraid because I'm your God. And then he says, I will teach you. I will uplift you. I will reform you. And this enemy, and pretty much underneath that was bully for me, okay? The subtext for enemy in this case was bully. This bully, you shall not see him again. You will turn to the left and right. You will try to find him. You will not find him. To me, that spoke so deeply that he is saying, Carol, I am going to teach you how to kick his butt. Excuse the expression. But that is what I needed to have. I didn't know how to push back. I kept getting pushed into a corner and then became severely depressed. And I understand what Dave was talking about before. But I knew somewhere in my heart that, you know, God doesn't lead us to suicide. I'm believing a lie. Something is happening. I need help. So when we speak out and we ask for help, do you believe I am who I say I am, Carol? It's always going back to the scripture and finding out what am I believing? So he's teaching me to push back. And I thank you guys for that. So that's my thought for that part. Isaiah 61.
That's a good one. Thank you, Lord. All right, well, we're about out of time here. It's been good. Excuse me. Come out in the name of Jesus. All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you so much for this group of believers that we have here. And they are, they're believers. They believe that when they pray, it's going to happen. David is free. Alina is free. Adelina is free. They got a happy family. Because Jesus is leading, and we praise you for it, Father. We thank you for this wonderful family that we have with us. And we thank you, Lord, that tonight all of them are going to get a good night's sleep. The tormenting demons are gone, and we just praise you, Lord, and in every household tonight that there is a great sleep coming, and they're going to have a supernatural sleep. That when they wake up in the morning, it's going to be supercharged, heavenly charged. And Father, we thank you for doing that for everybody here. Lord, I thank you for the love that you placed in everybody's heart for each other. And Lord, give us some good word for Thursday night as far as praying and what we should do and how we should do it. The things that are intricate in keeping our body safe and sound and eyes on you, Lord. And I praise you for it, Father. And I thank you, Lord, for your protection upon each and everybody here. And I thank you, Lord, that we're going to have some great testimonies come Thursday night from everybody in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in each and everybody's life, your guidance, your direction. The Lord set a watch before our lips that we only speak blessings to one another. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, good night, everybody. God bless you.
Good night, y'all. Love you.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
God bless everybody. Uh-huh.